From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, one school in Manchester gets a new classroom block. Stay tuned to find out who shared the love. The Mandeville Primary and Junior High School now boasts a new classroom block, thanks to the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. The $80.4 million expansion was done under the Caribbean Development Bank-funded Basic Needs Trust Fund.
One of the programs JSIF runs is the Basic Needs Trust Fund, financed by the Caribbean Development Bank, and that fund focuses specifically in the area of human capital development, education, and other rural development projects like roads and water supply.
Managing Director of JSIF, Omar Sweeney. The project involved the construction of 12 classrooms, a new sanitation block, the provision of desks and chairs for the students and teachers, as well as safety equipment. Mr. Sweeney says the construction is in keeping with plans by the government to remove schools from the shift system.
One of the areas of focus under the program was in the education sector, is the business of removing schools from the shift system. And six schools were targeted in three parishes.
The other schools being targeted are Christiana Primary, Discovery Bay All Age, Ocherius Primary, Browns Hall Primary, and Old Harbor Primary School. With the implementation of the project, Mr. Sweeney says that up to 30% of the population should be able to move from the dual shift system to a full school day to facilitate increased contact between teachers and students. Water, sanitation, and hygiene wash training and maintenance workshops were also provided to help teachers and members of the Parent Teachers Association take care of the new equipment and facilities.
What we had to do as a part of dealing with the population was to deal with the ratio of 1 to 70 students in terms of toilet facilities. Oh. One facility for every 70 students. So we actually put in a sanitation block.
The new sanitation block has 8 new toilet facilities, 4 for boys and 4 for girls. Members of the community also contributed roughly $4 million in time and effort to the project.
We have a methodology where communities can contribute between 5 to 25% of the cost of the project as a part of their contribution. In this case, the community contributed 5%. And in this case, the $4 million becomes costed from their efforts to provide things like landscaping of the school grounds after the project is completed, security for the materials, dealing with logistics. Some of the workers from the community also provide discounted labor, as in they are paid, but they agree to work for a lower than market rate. And that contribution is recorded and costed as a part of community contribution.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid officially opened the new classroom block at a ceremony held at the school recently. He commended the work of the JSIF and committed an additional $10 million towards the expansion of the school's canteen.
We had some discussion with the principal as to some of his immediate needs. So I'm happy to report we have agreed, first of all, because of the size of the school. And so with your population, you need an expanded canteen facility. You will get $10 million.
The minister said the funds would be made available for the next school year, noting that the current structure was too small to serve the more than 2,000 students in attendance. He added that the ministry is committed to funding other developments at the school while encouraging administrators to seek additional sources of financial support. Since 1996, JSIF has completed over 594 education projects. The upgrades provided at Mandeville Primary and Junior High School will directly benefit all 2,211 students enrolled, along with teachers, parents, and the wider Mandeville community.
We look forward to continuing to have the support of the communities, and they're all but one completed now.
Managing Director of JSIF, Omar Sweeney. Facilities at Browns Hall Primary will be finished and handed over in short order. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.